at SAFM Radio and at Shadow Twala on Twitter.
Well, my guest is from the temple of Hare Krishna, Krishangi. How do I pronounce your surname?
It's Krishangi Radhe Dasi.
Radhe?
Radhe, yes.
Oh, wonderful. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us. And
I'm fine.
I'm almost jealous of, I was looking at pictures of the temple. Come on, who lives there? Who lives like this?
It's a beautiful, beautiful temple here in Durban, and we've got centers all around South Africa, and we're in an international society, so just as beautiful temples all over the world, so everybody can enjoy the magnificence of spirituality.
It's lovely, and I think it lends itself to the kinds of practices. I suppose it makes it easier for you to have those private conversations with yourself.
Yes, and I think, you know, with the hustle and bustle of everyday living and modern day living, and diary is just filling up so quickly and so fast, and the list just never ending, that these kind of oasis, spiritual oasis, to connect with yourself, to connect with your higher purpose, to connect with a higher being, it's just so necessary. I think it's always been necessary, but I think more so nowadays.
So, and we're talking food today mainly, and you, the temple, the Sri Sri Radha Radhanath, is it?
Yes, Sri Sri Radha Radhanath temple.
So the Hare Krishna community has specific ways of engaging through food, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you mainly vegetarian, right?
We are totally vegetarian.
Totally vegetarian.
Totally vegetarian. Yes, correct.
So you must, which is lovely actually, because a lot of people are choosing to be vegetarian, but I noticed you say vegetarian as opposed to vegan.
Correct. So yeah, vegetarian would be we do the dairy, but what's an interesting concept also in terms of food and in terms of the Hare Krishna food is that we also have quite a few farming communities around the world. And when I talk about that, I mean, we have our own eco-village in Mumbai, in India. And even in West Virginia, in the UK, we've got farming communities where we have something that's called a goshala, where cows are kept for the purposes of worship, of prayer, because that the cow forms a very integral part of our philosophy. And we also practice, in terms of our food and our daily living, something that's called ahimsa, which means non-violence. And that's one of the reasons why we are vegetarians.
Ahimsa.
Mm-hmm. So ahimsa means violence, and then so you put the ah in front of it. Ahimsa means non-violence.
Okay.
And so therefore, you know, when we do vegetarian or we do vegan stuff, dairy stuff, it's more where we look for the ahimsa products. We don't have that very freely available here in Durban in South Africa, but in our international centers, we have those cows that are really looked after well and produces good milk, not just the cows that are there for slaughter and then, you know, just to have them for so many years, milk them and then slaughter them when they cannot produce enough.
Mm.
So in terms of the vegan, vegetarian, yes, we do a dairy, but also we are looking here in South Africa, also looking and trying, to establish one of those ahimsa farming communities for our population.
Okay. So the preparation of that food, which is mainly from the farm, right?
We buy. I'm just talking about the vegan side, because we were talking about that dairy. We do dairy, mm-hmm. but we also try and do it in that way. But we do buy vegetables. I mean, now we are living in a community where, of course, we're not going to be on farms all the time.
Mm.
So we do purchase, yes.
Okay. And you also run what is called Food for Life?
Yes, we have a Food for Life, which is also one of our international humanitarian projects.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, we have a team or many teams that go out daily and do, you know, we do a hunger, try to establish a hunger-free nation. And I think for us here in South Africa, what's so great about that is that that was also endorsed by Madiba.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to one of our major Food for Life programs here at Kings Park Stadium, where we had thousands of school children. So on a daily basis, we go out to the schools, we go out to the local communities, and we serve them hot vegetarian meals also.
That's amazing. So how do you prepare these meals?
And so we... you know, although we say we're vegetarian, we also prepare without onion and garlic.
Without onion and garlic.
Without onion and garlic.
Why is that? So, those are my favorites. That's what that's what goes in my pot first.
Is it now? So let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Because, well, actually, there's different modes in terms of food. You know, food is something that's very, we take in. It becomes a part of our body. It becomes a part of our digestive system. Uh-huh. So whatever we take in, we say that, just say, for instance, you are consuming alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have that spirit, you know, in you. So when you consume the different types of food, you have, it's attached to different modes. So we have the mode of goodness, which we try to achieve. That's our, you know, our aim. And then you have the mode of passion and ignorance. So these two types, the onion and garlic, are categorized as that of passion and ignorance. And if we want to connect with our
passion
higher beings,
and ignorance.
Passion and ignorance, you know, the aphrodisiac and so on, in terms of those items of those ingredients.
Ew, now I'm going to eat more of them.
You're going to fill your pot up more. So, but our purpose here, we know that our aim or our real purpose is to connect with the soul. And in order, if we are not going to be on that consciousness, then it's really going to be difficult. And another thing where, in terms of our food preparation, is that all our food, whatever we prepare, is offered. So we offer it to God before we consume it as a sort of a thanks in order to seek blessings. And then our food becomes something that's called prashad. And prashad means the Lord's mercy. So when we take that, when we honor it, and we don't just say we're sitting at a table to eat a meal, we say that we're honoring our meal because it's now the Lord's mercy. And then through that, then, you know, we're connecting even with our spiritual side, even through the food that we prepare. And remember that, you know, the sanctified food then becomes spiritual. And it's not material anymore. And then it goes into the, you know, it becomes alive, it becomes real, it becomes satisfying. Whereas the material plane, you know, everything's temporary. And therefore, we are connecting with the body, mind, and spirit, even through our food and the way we prepare it.
So when you offer it, is this before the cooking process or?
No, we cook. And another interesting thing about the way we prepare is that we do not taste whilst we're cooking.
Are you kidding me?
No, we don't taste, because actually before, as soon as the meal is prepared, it's warmly, you know, when it's warm, we offer it to the deity at the temple, or even if in our homes, or even if we cannot do it, you know, I've got children and I say to them, okay, you know, we're not really fanatic about having home-cooked meals. If they're opening a packet of chips or biscuits, I would just say, you know, in your mind, you're going to just offer it and say, please accept this before I eat it. And then, so that's how we do it. So we don't taste as we're cooking. And then we offer it as our first port, and then we can sit and enjoy it.
That's very interesting, because I can't imagine serving food that I haven't tasted.
Yes, but of course, you know what, the only thing that would be, I think, as cooking myself on a daily basis, would be the salt. I would be quite concerned, so I'd rather have less than more, so I could add. And, but then, you know, you it's not
But it makes
to...
me wonder as well. Mm-hmm. It makes me wonder about the foods. I mean, the story about garlic and onion is fascinating for me. So what other foods or even herbs and other condiments do you not or are restricted in the way you prepare your food?
Well, the mushroom also is not, we're not too big into mushroom because of the way it's grown in terms of, you know, in a damp, swampy area. And that also would rest towards more of the ignorant side of it. So we go more into the sattvic preparation, sattvic meaning the mode of goodness. So, you know, whatever we prepare, and in our holy book, which is called the Bhagavad Gita, it says, offer me a leaf, fruit, flower, or water, and I will accept it. So it's very simple offerings that we do. And although our, you know, at our temple, as you said, the Radharadhana temple, every festival is celebrated over a feast, and we call it a feast. You know, because we have so many different items of food preparations, and it will be the dals and the curries and the different rice. You could have your savory rice with almonds and cashews, and it could be quite decadent, and the savories and the desserts. And some people come into the temple, and we have restaurants all over also, and they say, we cannot believe that vegetarian cooking can be so good, or meals can taste so nice. And Are you serious that there's no onion and garlic in these meals? So, you know, it is something that you that would be interesting for you to taste, and then you could also tell me yourself.
Krishangi, I'm coming to visit. I'm coming to visit the temple. I'm coming, and I'm allowed to, right?
You are. We've got one in Cape Town in Rondebosch.
No, because I want yours. I want yours.
Oh, mine, yes, yeah. Yes. So when you hear, you just let me know.
Okay. Thank you so very much for taking time to talk to us. And people can get hold of you, iskcondurban.net.
Yes, dot net. Perfect. No, that's lovely to
thank you very you much for your time.
You're welcome.
You take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, I can't imagine not having... I'm going to go and just to taste food without onion and garlic. That's exactly what I'm going to do.